middle school is often a turning point for students. It's a time of rapid physical and intellectual growth, and plenty of hormones, too. Shirley Wright, executive director of the Indiana Middle Level Education Association, says research shows that specific academic signs point to future success.
Even at the sixth grade level, if you look at math and language arts scores, if you look at attendance and behavior, and if all three of those or even two out of the three of those are low or poor, then chances are very good that that student is not going to be successful in high school.
The association certifies middle schools across Indiana for a nationwide Schools to Watch program. Washington Township's Eastwood Middle School is one of these schools sharing its best practices with other schools. Principal Matt Kaiser says they follow students who need help, offering different solutions for the varied challenges students have. This includes deeper investigation for high performers and about 45 minutes a day of extra help for those who struggle. Challenges aren't always about ability, though. Kaiser says they help those needing better focus.
That student goes to a whole nother location where we have a teacher who does, you know, somewhat like what we'd remember as a guided study hall or that kind of thing. But it's designed to be, you have the ability. If what you need is extra time to do the work, then we provide that extra time.
Beyond pure academics, middle school students need a school that connects them with the world outside their classroom. Kaiser says his kids are philanthropic in ways that surprise him.
It is truly a rare week that I don't have a single or a group of students coming to me with some intention of a grand plan to fix something in their world that they are concerned about. I met with students yesterday who were in the process, and this was a bit of a stretch for me, I'll admit. They were building a compost heap here at Eastwood because they wanted to take materials from the cafeteria and utilize them as fertilizer. Those will be going into our courtyard this week.
The best way to get kids engaged is to know them and know what matters to them. Eastwood Middle School teachers start the beginning of the year with pictures of their students posted on a large wall.
And teachers go around and they tag with stars. If I could introduce this kid at a dinner party, if I could say to them, you know, so-and-so, he likes soccer, loves to go to the movies, is a big science fiction fan, you know, and that, I want you to put a star next to that student. And then we look for, who are the students that right now don't have any stars next to them? Then we make a plan for who's going to reach out and talk to that student, who's going to find out what we would need to know to introduce them at a dinner party.
For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.